Hello, my name is Ryan, and welcome to my podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about anime action genre. Now, just a quick little thing, anime actually stands for Japanese cartoons, so it's considered a cartoon in the Japanese culture, and you can have pure action anime, or you can have hybrids that involve action in different genres. Now, I first want to talk about the technology. The technology of anime. Anime action, it mainly evolves around 2D animation and sometimes 3D animation. Obviously, 2 animation may involve Bleach, Naruto, and such, and 3D animation may include the Final Fantasy films. A good example of convergence of how technology of anime action has changed over the years is actually One Piece, because it actually started in the 1990s. And it's still going on today in 2019. So we see that evolution of graphics and good to detail in terms of how the 90s was and the 2019 version, even in just the openings. Next, we have distribution. Now, there are a lot of different ways to distribute anime action. First off is putting it on mainly on TV, because that's what happens in Japan. There's two main streaming sites, Funimation and Crunchyroll. I hope I pronounced that right. Crunchyroll only focuses on the sub anime, so anime that still talks in Japanese language but has English subtitles, and Funimation is when it's dubbed by English voice actors. And also in some cases where, for example, Cartoon Network can take an anime action genre like Naruto and then reword it and such. To fit a younger target audience to put on their TV show. And an alternative way to distribute the anime is obviously on websites like Kiss Anime and also your DVD and Blu-ray as well. Next up is genetic code. So first up is content. So the iconography is what the audience is. So what the audience expects. So pretty much in a action anime, people are pretty much expecting a lot of action and such. There may be a little bit of romance or adventure into it, but it's mainly the action, the fighting and such. But also, people really like good, decent openings because it gets them hooked, and people listen to a lot of openings and they revert to the songs as that. And that's how pretty much all animes actually get popular, because of their openings. Next up, we have style. Now, anime has especially action anime, have a lot of different art styles. There's at least about 10 different styles, and they are kiwi art, realistic art, chibi art, mo arc, beautiful arc, weird arc, standard arc, ancient arc, kato arc, and saiji arc. So there's a lot. Next up is symbolism. In terms of the genre, there's very different symbolism in terms of their content. An example would be Code Geass, focusing on freedom of speech and looking at two different points of view of achieving such a thing. One being a rebellion, fighting against the system that's already in place, or changing it through the system that's in place. Next up, you've got like My Hero Academia and Naruto. You look at the hardships they go through and see what they become, which is quite an excellent journey. Next up is culture. This is going to be a quick short one. Main reason being it's mainly focusing on the Japanese culture, even though sometimes they may stretch into different areas, but not that deep. The main demographic is Japanese culture. Next up, in terms of technical, it's in terms of anime action, it's mainly subtitles, like I said before. Because of, subbing the broad content. Next is audience. So the main audience of the demographic of this genre has changed over the years dramatically. Obviously, it first started only for Japanese culture, but now it's extended and gone to every part of the country, whether it be subbed or dubbed. And know that we've got comic cons and all that bring people together, in terms of groups and also social media, Facebook, Tumblr. And know that it's mainly shippers that get drawn into the anime as well. Next up is bin re redefinition, and obviously the genre has action anime have been redefined over the years. For like in the 90s, like Transformers, it was just about fighting, the kind of story, just something to get through 20 minutes. But as it's evolved, it's got a really detailed into the story, and such like hybrids, like I've mentioned before. One example would be Darling in the Franxx, which was one of the most popular animes in 2018, which had romance in it, but also had a lot of action as well. Next up is the ideological shifts. The ideological shifts can be changed dramatically and come quite deep into the heart of humanity. For example, Code Geass decides their world being consumed by hate and really defined humanity. Next up, we also have Naruto, in terms where the villains, don't want to live in the world because they find it's full of hatred and sadness, so they want to change it. And obviously the heroes are trying to convince them that's not real peace, it's just an illusion, the peace comes from hard work and such. Next up is obsolescence. So this is pretty much where obsolescence, that mainly means DVD and Blu-ray, for the main reason being you only get like the main animes turn to DVD Blu-ray, like Naruto, Bleach and One Piece. I'm not sure why, but because many people mainstream on the websites and the OEM companies I've mentioned earlier. Next is Pashes. The main form takes place, for example, Code Geass has had a 10-year celebration of redoing this series into 3 different films. And also, in terms of Netflix, have done parodies, well, not parodies, but forms of that, like Netflix, Tokyo Ghoul, Attack on Titan, and Bleach. They've not received good reviews, but they've tried to expand the anime and bring it into live action. I've missed one, actually. One is parody, as well as taking the fun. So that's mainly involves the chibi art style to make fun of the anime and the characters in it. Another one is called an abridged series, which can be found on YouTube, and it pretty much rewords and takes the mic out of characters as well from the anime. Next up, we'll have a look at some narrative. So first of all, let's look at Levi-Strauss's theory of binary oppositions, where conflict is constantly good versus evil. This is pretty much in the action anime. For example, Gurren Lagann focuses on the battles between humans versus beasts anime, the first arc. Then the second arc evolves around humans and beastmen facing aliens. So it's constant with binary oppositions. Next is open and close, where Base comes up with the thread idea. So we got the thread. So first off is multiple ways, which is open. For example, Code Geass fits perfectly because you've got two sides of one argument, so you're always looking at the opposite side and such, and now that's stretched into different characters. And next is closed, when you only see one way. For example, would be Overlord, where it only focuses on the main character and how he impacts on the world. Next up is Action Enigma codes. First off, Enigma is when you're constantly asking questions and such. Mojo Hazume may use Enigma codes because it draws the audience in. One good one would be Naruto again, because you've always got these questions about characters, and mainly at the beginning asking about, I know who Naruto's parents are, who does Sasuke want to kill, what does Kakashi's face look like under his mask. So there's a lot of questions. And action codes is pretty much where, and also is where we get answers. So next up is Equilibrium. Todorov's Equilibrium. A good example of this is Code Geass Lives of Retribution, that comes out this year. Is where it starts off very peaceful, the peaceful part. Then there's disruption to the Equilibrium, which there is in terms of someone's broken the peace that Lelouch left for them. And then at the end, it's restored. The Equilibrium is restored, but even better as it was before. Okay, so next up we have Sidfield, which is pretty much like Sidfield believes that a story should be in 3 arcs. A good example of this is Yu-Gi-Oh! The Dark Side of Dimensions, where the first arc is where we get reintroduced to the old characters and such. Up to is when we get the confrontation of Kaiba wanting to bring back the Pharaoh, and then I can't remember the villain's name, but wants to stop him. And then Act 3 is Revolution, where the Pharaoh returns and peace is restored and such. A single goal plot is pretty much where the character has one single goal. One good example would be the Naruto Shippuden movie 4, Lost Tower, where it's very much focusing on stopping a man and returning everything to normal. So, and then the two plot twists is where the protagonist has two problems. A good example of this would be Naruto Ninja Clash in the Land of Snow. Main reason being, at first it seems like they've took Naruto and his friend and his team have taken a mission to protect a actress as they film, but it is later in the middle of the film revealed that she is actually a princess that people want to return to their country. And you get relieved of this tyrant that's ruling over them. So that becomes the mission for them as well. Next up is the antagonist. So this is where a villain is pretty much the opposition, the villain. But you'll get more in all, but most people actually prefer a more common villain. A good example of this in an action anime is Madara Uchiha. Fits perfectly. Main reason being, he may not always be there, but he's like controlling everything from behind the scenes. We do get flashbacks to interpret this. Next up is Denouement. This is where things rise to climax and then gets resolved. Two animes that come in mind, Naruto and One Piece, because they have such long ongoing arcs. For example, One Piece has an arc called Sabaody Arc that lasts for 20 episodes. So this is really good. Next up is Reposition. So this is where how a character reflects the world. In terms of anime action, that's a bit hard considering anime is a cartoon and the creators make them have inspiration, imagination, and, you know, to escape the world around us. Negativity. There are really big cases of seeing the characters in a dark way. For example, Tokyo Ghoul, because of how it shows torture and a psychopath to an from psychopaths like the character Shun Takeyama, if I pronounce that right, to when Kaneki is being tortured, and I mean like breaking bones and all that, and it's like for a whole 20 minutes of a whole episode based on just that torture. So that's pretty dark for an audience. Next up is the positive side. Look for the positives and inspiration. A good example of this is Naruto and Asta from Black Clover. Naruto being the previous Naruto, I've said. Mainly reason being, they show the characters being weak and pretty much disgraced on what they don't have and such. But they rise and put everyone wrong, saying, we define ourselves, you don't define us. Next up is social issues. Now, in terms of, it's not social issues, it doesn't focus on current events per se, but it does tackle like that. It's got, because anime is like obviously a cartoon, it mainly has been created in their own culture and such, and they try to build it in. For example, Naruto tackles higher class and lower class of clans in terms of the ninja form. In truth, but it's possibly being made up to taste of what you like. Social groups, in terms of social groups, obviously, it focuses on the Japan culture, because obviously it's in Japanese cartoon, but extends it to groups and conventions around the world uniting people, which I've said previously. And stereotypes, pretty much a good example of stereotypes, where ninjas from Naruto are misrepresented because they've got them doing this thing called ninjutsu, where you can build a brief fire from your hands, create walls of earth, and create water dragons from the water. Ninjas in the real world don't do that. They're mainly on action live TV shows or something like that. So yeah, that pretty much sums it up. So thank you for listening, and this has been my podcast for my drama podcast. Thank you very much.